Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. You know, life's a marathon, not a sprint, right? But sometimes it feels like we're running two marathons at once, one for work and another for everything else. And let's be honest, juggling all those responsibilities can leave us feeling burned out faster than you can say, deadline. That's why today, we're diving deep into something super important, creating that magical work-life balance for better mental health. You deserve to feel energized, focused, and happy both at the office and outside of it. It's not about being perfect, it's about finding what works for you and building habits that support your well-being. Now, I'm not talking about some mystical unicorn quest here. This is about real, actionable steps you can take right now. So, buckle up, because we're going to break down 5 key takeaways that will help you create that healthy balance. First up, set boundaries like a boss. Ever felt like your work life was bleeding into your personal time? Yeah, me too, but setting clear boundaries is crucial. Decide on specific hours for work and stick to them as much as possible. This means turning off notifications outside those hours and actually logging off. I'm talking about giving yourself a break from the digital world. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep your dinner simmering all night, right? So why would you keep that work stress bubbling away 24/7? Next, prioritize and plan. It's easy to get overwhelmed when you're constantly juggling tasks. But remember, not everything is equally urgent. Take some time each week to map out your priorities, both at work and in your personal life. Break down those big goals into smaller, manageable chunks. This will help you stay focused and avoid feeling paralyzed by the sheer volume of things on your plate. Speaking of prioritizing, make time for what truly matters. We're talking about the things that bring you joy, spending time with loved ones, pursuing hobbies, getting some fresh air, you name it. Don't let work consume every minute of your day. Schedule those activities into your week just like you would a meeting. Remember, investing in yourself is not selfish. It's essential for long-term happiness and productivity. Now, learn to say no. I know this can be tough, especially if you're a people pleaser. But trust me, learning to decline requests that drain your time and energy will free up space for the things that truly matter. Remember, it's okay to set boundaries and protect your time. You don't have to do everything, all the time. Finally, practice self-care like a pro. This means taking care of your physical and mental well-being. Eat nutritious food, get enough sleep, move your body regularly, and make time for activities that help you relax and recharge. Think of it as an investment in your future. When you're feeling good, you can show up better in all areas of your life. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Friday afternoon, the work week is almost done, and you're actually looking forward to the weekend. You feel energized, relaxed, and ready to spend time with friends and family. This isn't just a dream, it's a reality that you can create by implementing these 5 key takeaways. Think about those times when you felt truly balanced, maybe during a vacation or a special event. What were you doing differently? How did it make you feel? Remember, creating a healthy work-life balance is an ongoing process, not a destination. There will be days when things feel more challenging than others, but don't give up. Keep striving for that balance and remember to celebrate your successes along the way. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite tips for creating a healthy work-life balance? Share them in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and inspire each other to thrive. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if this episode resonated with you. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep pushing towards that balanced life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.